The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
X25. Go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org before it's too late.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of L.A.'s 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor, cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
Now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. The efforts of the American people who are fighting for the very survival of this great country from the onslaught of the vile, illegal alien invasion are beginning to manifest themselves in a way that was never before thought possible. That's right. Even those of us who have been in it for years never thought we would have the success that we are having in this year of 2007. Remember when the lone advocate for the American people was the brave and courageous Tom Tancredo? Everybody knows his name. It is a household name now. He was the only one who spoke up on this issue and was vehement against this onslaught that we're having. Tom's spirit, his hard work and sheer tenacity forced the other Republican candidates running for president to become vocal on this issue. Those who oppose us, such as Giuliani and McCain, are attempting to sound like hardcore invasion opponents now, like Tom Tancredo himself. Mitt Romney just came out with commercials in Iowa and New Hampshire staunchly against the illegal alien invasion. You would think that they were the innovators. You would think that they were the originators rather than Tom and, yes, Duncan Hunter also and Ron Paul. But that tenacity displayed in Washington has not just gotten the Republican Party in line. The Republican Party is in lockstep as we speak, but not just the Republicans. Guess what? An internal debate between Democratic elected officials and strategists over the party's image over the illegal alien invasion is now taking place. You heard what I said. Democrats. Democrats. Want me to spell it? These are the people who have been against us, who have been for comprehensive immigration reform, who have wanted to amnesty everything with a pulse. But now they are talking the talk and beginning, yes, beginning to walk the walk. Why? Because of people like Tom, because of those who came before them. And also, let's all pat ourselves on the back. We have made the pressure so hot, so heavy, that they have had to listen to us. There is a concern now within the Democrat Party that their traditional welcoming stance for illegal aliens will make them vulnerable to Republicans in 2008. It's a fact. Anybody who beat a Republican last year for the Congress, for the House of Representatives, guess what, was a Democrat who talked tough on the invasion. Those are the ones who won, the ones who talked tough on the invasion. They are taking this very seriously, folks, not just because of their concerns for re-election, but also because of the heat that they're getting from their Democrat constituents. Last week, in a Virginia state Senate election, a winning Democrat sent out mailers opposing in-state tuition for illegal aliens. A Democrat. Now, don't start with the emails just yet. Don't start denouncing me just yet. Don't start saying, why have I switched over to the Democrat Party? I haven't. I'm calling it like I see it. These people are beginning to understand, not that they want to, but because they have to, what we want them to understand. That's what I'm telling you right now. So don't send me any emails about I'm trying to be a Democrat. That's stupid if you do that, and you don't want to be stupid. Our listeners are not stupid. Now, in New York, quite a few Democrats won local elections last week by opposing Governor Eliot Spitzer's plan to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. In the Congress of the United States, freshman North Carolina Congressman Heath Shuler, a Democrat, last week brought forth legislation for employer verification, additional heightened surveillance, and more Border Patrol agents. There is not one word in Heath Shuler's legislation with the slightest mention of a path to citizenship, unquote, which we know means amnesty. Not one word. No hint of any comprehensive PC BS in his bill. Nothing. It is all enforcement as the American people have demanded. When asked why he was doing this, Heath Shuler simply replied that his constituents had demanded that he do it. Isn't that a great reason to do it? I mean, we want him to do it because it's the right thing to do, but we also want him to recognize that his people want him to do it. Those who pay his salary, those who vote for him, those who donate money, those are the people who have demanded that he do this. And he has done it for that reason, and I applaud him for that. It is the right thing to do, folks. But here's what some Democrats and some Republicans, but we're talking about Democrats tonight. Here's what some Democrats don't seem to understand. Listen to the words of Congressman Chet Edwards, Democrat from Texas. He said this, quote, "If Democrats turn a blind eye to the public concerns about immigration, it would be a mistake." We agree with him there. "If Democrats are seen as strongly supporting the protection of our borders and not supporting a vast array of welfare benefits for people here illegally, well, let's stop right there. We agree with those words up to that point. But here's where he blows it. He says, and combine that with a responsible approach toward earned citizenship for those who have been in the country for a number of years, then it can be a winning issue for the Democrats," end quote. This is the stupidity of some politicians, both Democrat and Republican. Here's a guy who had a great statement. Here's a guy that seemed to understand, and then he says, but we have to give these people amnesty. That is not what the American people want. They have stated that over and over and over and over again. That is why the onslaught happened to the Senator of the United States last summer. That is why the American people blew up the switchboard at the United States Senate, because they did not want any form of amnesty for illegal aliens. We want them deported to hell out of here, and that's all of them. We're talking about the babies, the people, the kids, the old folks in the rest home, all of them. We want them out of our country because they have no right to be here, and they are ruining this country and are getting rid of the American dream for us who have a right to it. But this guy didn't understand that. He's still clinging to this old way of thinking, and he's going to pay the price on there. It is amazing that he would say this after last summer's devastating Senate defeat. The bill contained exactly what he just said, and it was blown out of the water, but he said it anyway. But Representative Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland, he understands. This is what he said, quote, "What we've learned is that candidates that address the issue with a strong and clear manner were able to do just fine in addressing the voters' concerns," end quote. That's right. If you address this, if you said what the voters wanted you to say, and we're not saying you have to mean it, we'd like for you to mean it, but even if you're just saying it to get our vote, guess what? People will vote for you. People will understand. Most Democrats seem to understand this is a nonpartisan issue now. They're starting to understand that we ain't having it. Some don't get it, but most are understanding it now. And that was illustrated in a memo from Stanley Greenberg. Stanley Greenberg is a senior Democrat pollster. He warned that there was a discontent over this issue among many potential Democrat voters. Now, here's a guy that understands that the Democrats, along with some Republicans, are pissed. We are fed up. We don't want it anymore. And until they realize that we're going to cut off their money, we're going to cut off their votes, and you know what? We're going to throw them out on the street. I want to see every one of them out there pushing a shopping cart, picking up aluminum cans on the street. I want to see them working at the car wash. I want to see them out there doing menial labor because they can't get a job as a politician because they did not listen to us. We are finally running this country for the first time in my lifetime, and we're going to have to keep on running it. We're going to have to keep on sticking it to them, take away the money, take away the votes, make them understand that without us, they cannot continue to rule as they have. And one last thing, when you look at the politicians running for office, just throw out everybody on the Democrat side. They all suck. Giuliani sucks. Romney sucks. All of these guys at the top, McCain, I won't even mention him. These are horrible, horrible people. You must pick somebody who speaks our language as Americans. This Stop Hillary Express that Hannity talks about is a waste of time if we put somebody in there that's as bad or worse than her. And that's what you've got with Giuliani. He is horrible.
I don't endorse anybody. I don't condone anybody. What I am saying is investigate, read about them, find out about them, and if they're not doing the right thing, do not support them, even if it's a case of picking the lesser of two evils. We all know what happens when you pick the lesser of two evils, you get evil. And when you pick the lesser of two evils, it's like picking the best turd from the toilet, and what do you end up with then? You know what that is, and the FCC won't let me use the word on the air. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own Internal Affairs, Internal Criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States. Folks, I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks tonight listening on KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn, KDWN 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. You're nice, I'm nice, you nasty. Woo! That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. You know, folks, some Democrats, as we just mentioned in the monologue, get it. And some will never get it for various reasons. One of those reasons is blatant, bigoted racism. And that's the reason why Joe Baca, congressman from California, Democrat, won't ever agree with those of his party who do get it. Most of what this man has done in Congress has been race-based, as he is the chairman of the racist Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Racist, racist organization, folks. Last Friday, there was an emotional and tense argument with the House floor, on the House floor between Baca and Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, fellow Democrat. Baca and the caucus, the racist caucus, were upset because some Democrats agreed with Republicans, how dare they, on a measure that would protect employers that impose certain English-only rules on the work site. You see, folks, Baca is frustrated with the direction his party is going on this invasion issue. Now, speaking for himself and for his racist cohorts, he said, quote, "We're tired of people trying to scapegoat immigrants or Hispanics as a platform." Hold on, folks. Let me finish the quote in a minute. Immigrants. Immigrants. You know what an immigrant is, you ignorant, ignorant, ignorant person. An immigrant is somebody that comes here with our blessing. He signs up. He gets a medical checkup. He comes through the front door. He doesn't sneak in the back door. And we say, welcome to this country. That's an immigrant. These are not immigrants. These are illegal aliens. And the fact that he won't use the correct terminology shows me he's got some kind of dodge, some kind of flim and flam going here. This is a grifter, folks. And what he wants to do is grift in favor of his race. Nothing else matters but his race. And that's what these people are all about. And then he says we're picking on Hispanics. Nobody's picking on Hispanics. Just so happens most illegal aliens are Hispanics, but that's just a coincidence. He's the one who brings race and national IDs into it. He's the one that talks about place of origin and things like this because those people happen to be of his race. Unbelievable. Let's finish the quote. Republicans have done it, and Democrats have followed because they're afraid they're going to lose their elections. But we got elected to represent all communities. The word community, now we've talked about that before. The word community means race. Okay? The word community is a code word for the word race. Okay? We have to represent all communities, not to vote based on whether we're going to get reelected, end quote. We're not supposed to elect no damn illegal aliens. They got no right to know, no kind of, to be represented here. We don't want any representation for them. They have no right to be represented in this country. They got a right to be represented somewhere else. And when they decide that, I'll tell you how to figure out where they're supposed to be. Let them get put on death row and they'll tell you right away, we're not under the jurisdiction of this country. Go home. That's where your representation is. And I would tell Baca to go with him. This is a racist man, folks. He heads up a racist organization, and he is desperate. And he is showing that desperation because he sees the handwriting on the wall. It's going our way. It's like a snowball, and it's rolling down right in his face. Joe Baca, you suck. You are a racist, but more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, no guests tonight. We reserve this night for our callers. I'm going to get everybody on. A couple minutes each. Don't hog the phones. Let's be nice. Let's let everybody get a chance. Let's go to Ron, calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
There was an article by Andreas Oppenheimer that says that the U.S., there'll be an uprising of Hispanics if the U.S. isn't careful that we should give illegals everything they're asking for, and that everything will go their way.
That article was originally in the Miami Herald, and what it said was that if we're not careful, these people are going to get desperate because they have no way to turn. They have nobody they will have no outlook in life. And guess what? There's going to be an insurrection like there was in France. Let me tell you what the difference is here, Ron. The people in France are unarmed. If they start burning stuff up around here the way they did in France, guess what? A lot of them are going to catch a lot of lead poisoning. That's going to happen because people here are not going to stand for them having their property burned up. They're not going to stand for being jumped on by hordes of people running through the streets. That's not going to happen in America. There's more Americans of all races, who will not tolerate what these people are saying.
And he's calling people xenophobes and racist.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
How dare we want our laws enforced? Yeah, if that makes me a racist, what can I tell you?
I know, and the last thing I'll say, let this guy, Andreas Oppenheimer, say this. What does he think the people from the old country did from Europe? They weren't given, and they didn't say, here, go free hospitals. You have your own language. They came in, they earned their way, and if they didn't speak their language, at least their children did.
And, Ron, they were proud. They were proud not to get on welfare. They were proud that they came here and made their own living. They were proud they didn't use our hospitals. They were proud that they came here and were self-sufficient. These new people coming here are a bunch of leeches. They're a bunch of leeches, and they're eating us alive.
Exactly right. And people have to understand, and people have to get on the internet or at least subscribe or at least listen to talk radio if they don't have a computer.
Be aware. That's what's important. Ron, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jerry.
Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say? Calling from Victorville, California.
Hey, Jerry. I had a chance to take a World War II veteran down to have a blood transfusion for his major operation he has to go through. And while I was down there at Loma Linda VA Hospital, fantastic hospital, they do a great job for our vets. They had a presentation of the veterans of all the wars. We had a World War I man left who was there. It was a fantastic presentation. I want to say this, and of course, for those Marines out there like George Putnam and myself, our 232nd birthday of the Marine Corps was on Saturday, November 10th. But on November 11th, it's a very important thing, and I want all these Marines out there and all the vets that can afford it, not the ones that can't, I want them to send money to the Terry Anderson Show so we can keep them on the air.
I appreciate that, Jerry.
Then I want you to remember this too, folks. As I was among those great heroes, of course, most of them will say the ones that came back are not heroes, the ones that are dead are the heroes. And they got a lot of truth in that, but the ones that came back are heroes too.
All right, buddy. I appreciate
it. My buddies from Quezon. But I want to say this real quick. if we don't send these people home from whatever country they come from, we are not going to have enough money, even if they print millions, to take care of these veterans.
They're bleeding us dry. Jerry, they're bleeding us dry, and we've got veterans that cannot get medical benefits because these people are using them all up.
On the streets.
That's right, and that's outrageous. Jerry, thanks for the call, buddy.
God bless.
Take care. Let's go to Barbara, calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I also agree with your last caller. Tomorrow is a day to honor all of our wonderful veterans who are not only fighting but dying for our freedoms and our liberty as we know it. And on that note, I want to invite all of your listeners to our meeting on November 28th in Garden Grove, when two wonderful patriots are going to present an incredible initiative that denies our hard-earned tax dollars to illegal alien anchor babies. It's called the California Real ID Act of 2008, a.k.a., quote, Anchors Away. And we hope that they will attend our meeting on November 28th. And I won't take but just a few moments. For those who want details on this meeting, please call our toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Okay?
All right, Barbara. Sounds like a great meeting.
It is, and we invite you cordially, Terry.
All right, kid. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
I don't know if you folks heard that the Republican Party candidates are getting ready to do a debate on Spanish language television. I believe it's Telemundo. I'm not, or the other one. I forget the name. There's going to be a debate, and Fred Thompson was the first one to sign up for it. Our guy Tom Tancredo said no thanks. I'm busy that day, but Fred Thompson signed up, and guess what? All the rest of them rushed to sign up to get on. Now, what kind of shake you think you're going to get with the Spanish language media? You know, you're going to get on there. They're going to doctor things. They're going to say it the way they want it. They're going to edit it. It's going to be horrendous. You're not going to get a fair deal. Why even bother? Why would you be a part of somebody that's so racist? Here's a bunch of people who make their living with people not speaking the language of this country. Why would you go on there and debate? I wouldn't go within. I don't even do interviews with Spanish language media anymore. I got tired of seeing the word racismo under my picture. You know what I mean? They lie. They cheat. They are horrible, horrible people, not Hispanics. I'm talking about the Spanish language media. They are horrible. But what they will do to these presidential candidates is what they deserve by pandering to them. Anybody that can vote in this country has to be an American citizen, and to be an American citizen, you have to speak the language. So why are you pandering for votes in a foreign language? It is outrageous, and it's downright stupid, but more than that, it's un-American, and anybody that does it doesn't deserve our attention. So look at who goes, folks, and that's the guys that you are going to have to decide whether they're worth anything or not. I can tell you right now, none of them are. Not one of them. I wouldn't vote for any of them. But, you know, you guys love that best of lesser of two evils thing. I don't. And I'll stay home. I won't give my support to anybody that doesn't speak my language. We're going to play a clip now I want you folks to hear. We play it every week. We're going to keep playing it until people tell me they're tired of it. It's one of our best fundraisers, Senor Augustine Sabeda of the Brown Berets de Aslan. This is courtesy of CCIR. Let him tell you what he thinks of you as an American, especially you white folks. See if you can understand his feelings.
Augustine Sabeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! We are the future! You're eating rats.
You old white people, it is your duty to die.
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
The Berkey Life, the transparent water filter for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Use to charity. For information and pickup, call today, 800-766-CARE. 800-766-CARE.
870-KRLA.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor, cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion. Folks, I want to remind you about our book promotion. We've got the great, fabulous, one-of-a-kind Dan Sheehy book, Fighting Immigration Anarchy. We've got a few left. I think we've got like maybe 8 left. Anybody that wants a copy of it, it's signed by yours truly, who has a chapter dedicated to me. Of course, our author, Dan Sheehy, signed it. Barbara Cole signed it. Lupe Moreno signed it. And we will get one out to you if you decide you want to help us stay on the air. $100. And we'll send you a copy of the book. But you must say, here's my $100. I want the book.
And if you say that, we will send you one as long as they last. I always say this, if the books run out before, you know, we're going to keep your check. But we will try to time it out where nobody sends money and doesn't get one, because as they get low, we'll let you know. But they are going. People, I think we had four or five this week, so they will be going pretty soon. Anyway, send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that address out again at the end of the show. Let's get right back to the lines. Let's go to Richard calling from Los Angeles. Richard, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I want to say just all these racistas, like the National Council of the Mexican Race, MALDEF, the Mexican-American Liberal Democratic Educated Phonies, and LULAC. Yeah, please get out of my country. You're making it look bad. And besides, you guys are all a bunch of pinche racistas. You guys are a bunch of pendejos. Get out of my country.
Anyway, okay, thanks for the call, Richard. I agree with you, and you said a few things I couldn't say. I don't even know how much of it got out over the air. But the point is, you sound like a person of Latin derivation. Am I correct? I guess Richard is gone. All right, let's go to Frank calling from Santa Barbara, California. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing? God bless you, sir. It's an emergency that we must do this. The most dangerous thing they're doing to us is going to be this. They're voting illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens. They're presenting their documents, and here's where the crime is happening. When they walk up to the voter's registration place, they put down their little fake driver's license, and they give them their flea market Social Security card. The person turns around, Xerox copies it, say, here, go vote.
Mm-hmm.
And they're voting. And in Arizona, they were voting. One guy said he voted five different zones. It's an emergency that we have to say, verify the document. You run it through the SAVE program, takes 8 seconds, and say, yeah, that's the social. And then you get the driver's license, put it through the NCIC, check if they're felonies. You can't let these criminals vote, because here's
Frank,
what they're going to do.
And Frank, anybody out there that thinks this isn't important, every time you go vote, some illegal alien cancels your vote out. Frank, you know how they're going to vote. They're going to vote against anything that we believe in, and they're going to vote for everything that benefits illegal aliens.
We got to have a federal level, this time on the new presidential election, we got to have the federal government make sure, order the people in the registrar where they go up there and get their voters registration cards, tell them it's a felony, and they must verify documentation. Who are you? It's an emergency, because no matter how hard we try to vote for the right man, these criminals are going to outgun us, because La Raza and Mecha tells them what to do, and they jump. And they all one guy had 11 IDs, and he was using it for all kinds of different stuff. When they commit a crime, they just change their name. It's an emergency. Somebody, Cancredo, you, sir, go to Washington. Say, right now, when you walk in there, go to voter's registration card, then you verify who is that person. I'd rather have them have a fake driver's license than take a vote. I met a soldier, he was in a wheelchair, and he said, my vote don't count because he's illegal.
He's right on the money, Frank.
And
Frank, this is one of the things we've been after for so long. You know, the vote's supposed to be a sacred thing in this country, but as long as we allow that sacredness just isn't around. But you're absolutely right.
Frank, can't talk about it anymore, sir. Take it to the White House.
The White House is a waste of time, has been for the last 12 or 16 years, but the halls of Congress are the place to go. Frank, thanks for the call. You're right on the money, buddy. Let's go to John Lee calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
We got a problem here in the city of The Rock. The homeless Bill dropped your pants. Clinton.
There you go.
We got an infestation in here. And trust me, I never seen somebody suck up politician here in this city in my life. I'm going to tell you something. We got a committee of people here, a priest and some more people that said that they are going to oppose anything involving, any kind of punishment to get the legals out of our state.
Now, John,
y'all flood them in here? We don't need them in here.
John, let me ask you a question. Are you native of Little Rock?
Yes, I am.
Now, how old are you?
I'm about another month or so, I'll be 50.
Okay, so you've seen them come and go there. You've seen the changes. In the last 10 years, how bad has it changed?
Terry, I'm fighting a war on two fronts in Little Rock. I'm fighting a war on homelessness, because I'm homeless myself, and I'm fighting a war against these illegal here, and we got a mayor here.
And one brings on the other one, John.
One causes the other one. The illegal aliens cause a lot of homelessness. They're doing it right here in Los Angeles. And these elected officials, they don't care anything about you. They don't care anything. From the city level to the state level to the national level, you are just a statistic to them. And when they find out you're homeless, you got no money, so they can't, you can't contribute to them. What do they care? They don't care anything about you. We as a people, we've got to band together to make one loud voice. That's what we've been doing. It's been working. And I know you got an infestation there. We got one here. You ain't seen an infestation, brother, till you come to L.A. You know what I mean? We got amoebas on the fleas on the rats here. That's the kind of infestation we have. It's outrageous. But I appreciate your call. You call me again.
I will, buddy. I'm going to tell you this bad, man.
Call me again, John. We'll stay with it, brother. Take care. Let's go to John calling from Las Vegas. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi. Thanks for the time and thanks for everything you're doing. Real briefly, just a thought. Since Tan Credo and Duncan Hunter and Ron Paul seems to be the ones that we need to get in there.
The only ones.
And there happen to be Republicans. It might be a good idea for everybody to go down and register Republican just before the primary in time to vote for one of those three during the primary, and then go back and register whatever you want after the primary. Just a thought.
Well, it's just a thought. You know, I think my hand would fall off if I registered for the Republican Party.
Well,
I wouldn't be able to sleep for a month, and my conscience would bother me, but that's just me.
Well, it's the only way they're going to get in the primary.
That'll give me about 100 emails.
Yeah, is for everybody to go ahead and get them voted in on the primary, and then go back and
you make a good point. The problem is most of these Kool-Aid drinking Republicans are going to vote for Giuliani, and that's just the way it is, and it just really turns my stomach. Here's a guy that's worse than anybody we've had so far. If you are a conservative, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you are pro-gun, anti-abortion, mm-hmm. anti-homosexual marriage, and anti-illegal alien, this guy has demonstrated that he is diametrically opposed to all four of those things that I just mentioned. But still, you got the Sean Hannitys who call him by his first name, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Yeah.
And they're for him because he can win. They say he can win. If he wins, what do you got? Then what you got?
If these other guys would give Tancredo and Hunter and some of the other a chance to talk just a little bit.
They have the power, John, they have the power to do that. Hannity, Limbaugh, O'Reilly, they have the power to make these guys household names, and they will not do it.
I know it.
They're part of the main infrastructure of that party system, and they're not ever going to change.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. You got some good points. John, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Michael calling from... No, let's go to Tony calling from... Irvine. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I heard Barbara Cohen earlier tonight, and she was talking about the anchor babies and trying to, limit, class benefits maybe when they go to college. I had a buddy that called me today. I hadn't talked to him in about 20 years, and he's a substitute teacher. So tonight I asked him, I said, well, how many illegal aliens do you think... are in the classes of the schools that you
Good
go
question.
To. Good question. He said, Terry, I can't believe this, but this is exactly what he told me. He told me 95% of the classrooms that he goes in are illegals. Now, they're anchor babies, Terry, but the thing that I'm so worried about...
Jackpot babies.
Excuse me?
Jackpot babies, but go
jackpot
ahead.
Jackpot babies, yes. But, you know, I don't want another Fabian Nunez. I don't want another Antonio Villaraigosa because... I think, Barbara Coe's on to something here. We got to, get this thing passed before 5 or 10, 15 years from now where our whole country and state's overrun by people that hate this country.
I totally agree. Time's running out. You know what? These anchor babies are progeny of their parents by way of birth. But ideologically, they're going to line up exactly how the parents want them to. Even though the parent may not vote because he's illegal, I say may not because some of them do. But even though the parent may not vote, he'll send those kids into that voting booth and say, okay, do this, this, and this. And those are recognized as American citizens, well, they shouldn't be, but they're recognized as American citizens and are able to vote. And that is a huge, huge tragedy for this country. Tony, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, let's go to Michael calling from L.A. Michael, what do you hear? What do you say?
I say, you remember that just recently
three kids were killed, a little five-year-old boy, four-year-old sister, a little blonde-haired two-year-old child were crushed in the back seat of their mom and dad's car.
Right, during an accident, right.
Yeah, and it was a Mexican.
Right.
He was speeding in his big rig. Then you remember that just recently they had a big accident in that tunnel?
Right, down there on the 5.
The 5, yes. And now if people have been going through that tunnel for years, no problem.
Right.
All of a sudden, they have truck after truck smashed up in there, and they can't find the drivers.
Drivers got out and left, walked away.
Right. Now, what do you think? Where do you think those drivers came from?
Let's
see. They got out and walked away.
I give up.
Yeah. So, you see, we're going to have a lot of this, and we've been told that they're very safe, no problem, and right away they're killing people all over the place. And having accidents, and they said, oh, well, the reason they had the accident is because the lighting isn't quite right.
The lighting's been the same in that tunnel for 50 years.
Right. So all of a sudden, you know, we have to change everything because the Mexicans want to drive like madmen on our roads.
Well, you know what?
With big rigs.
It's up to us. It's the Republican Party. It's the president who got those trucks here. The Democrats opposed that for years. I give them credit for that. But it's the Republicans who said, bring them in for the commerce.
Right.
Michael, thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Tyrone calling from South Central L.A. Tyrone, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yo, what up, man?
What's happening?
Hey, man, we have been racist, man. He's racist. That mayor, man, Viva La Raza, man, he all racist.
Well, that's a general consensus. Anytime you're for one race of people and not for others, that...
I mean, look, we want the Oreo man, like that water and all them. He's talking to the Mexican, man. Look, when the brother can't get a job, and dummy.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Tyrone, thanks for the call.
Get the amigo to that, hit me.
There we go. I knew it was coming. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, I'd like to announce a very important rally. And I remember I mentioned last time the real reason why they're not going to close the borders and protect us from the illegals is because they want to merge our countries together. So they have a march and rally against the North American Union. I received this flyer, by the way, from a very proud blog on the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. I want to thank Barbara Coe for sending this along with her regular bulletin. This rally is going to be on Saturday, November 17th, so 12 noon, and it's going to be at the Federal Building on Westwood Boulevard, 1100 Wilshire Boulevard. They want people to be there at 11 to assemble for a march. They're going to have at 12 noon, and they have a rally at 1 o'clock, some very good speakers. This is a very good way to demonstrate that this plot to merge the three countries is a real plot and a real threat, and call everybody's attention to it. If it's swept under the rug and people don't know about it, then they're going to do everything to elect people who would betray us and go ahead with their plans for a North American Union. That's why this election is so important. We've got to elect the right people that will be loyal to Americans instead of dragging us down to a third world country.
What time is the rally again?
The rally itself is at 1 o'clock. They have a march at 12 noon. It's on this Saturday, November 17th. They're going to assemble at Santa Monica Boulevard and Westwood Boulevard. They're going to meet at the Federal Building at 1100 Wilshire Boulevard. That's this Saturday.
All right, Elliot. Thanks for the information.
Yeah, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Bill calling from Chino, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Terry. A previous caller made a comment about these illegal aliens voting. One thing I want to point out that I think it's quite possible that they're voting more than once, too.
Well, they're doing everything else illegally. Why wouldn't they do that?
Tell me about it. I think that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, if I was in their situation, that's probably what I'd be doing if I was a crook, because that's what they are, come up here and...
Absolutely.
Doing the things that they're doing. But anyways, Terry, I think we can. I got a good idea how to stop this. And that is for our listeners to send in their donations to the Terry Anderson Show. And the address is 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Again, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, State of California, and the zip code is 91604. And for all our listeners out there in Terry Anderson land, let's get on the ball. Let's support Terry. Get those donations in, because nobody articulates the popular rage like Terry Anderson.
Totally unsolicited. But, Bill, I thank you very much.
Well, I think I did a pretty good job for
not,
you, didn't I?
Not bad. And a good audition. Thanks, buddy. All right. Let's go to Martha calling from Santa Monica. Martha, what do you hear?
Oh,
what do you say?
Terry. Yeah, there's a HR 3222 in the Appropriations Committee. Senator Sessions offered two amendments that were killed. One would beef up the Border Patrol. The other would fund the fence. Now, there's still time to propose new amendments along that line. And I'm urging people to call the appropriation, members of the Appropriation Committee. Go to your library, get a copy of members of the Appropriation Committee. I know that Thad Cochran is the ranking member. That's the Republican member. And call them. Kay Bailey Hutchinson is on that committee. It's a subcommittee. It's under defense. And we want that fence.
Absolutely.
We promised that fence. But the way they get around it, they mandated the fence, but then they refused to fund it. Now, we stopped the amnesty. Let's get on the phones and get the money to build that fence so they can't hide. I urge you to call members of the Appropriation Committee, the Subcommittee on Defense. Call Kay Bailey Hutchinson is one. Thad Cochran is another.
Just call your congressperson and tell them, if you can't remember those names, folks, that this is important, that we want this this done.
Senate and House, both.
All right,
and
Martha.
Let's get this done. They're going to try and get through without passing money for the fence. We want that fence.
All right, Martha. Haven't heard from you in a while.
It's good to hear from you. I've been dialing. I've only got three fingers left.
All right, Martha. Thanks for the call. Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Dot calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Dot, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
I can't complain. Can, but I won't.
Yeah, who cares, you know?
Exactly.
There you
Nobody
go.
Wants to hear it, and it won't change a thing.
There you go.
On the subject that gentleman was just talking about, the fence funding.
Right.
It was originally funded. The Democrats went behind closed doors and
unfunded
took the money away from it.
Yep, they defunded it. Amazing,
exactly.
Isn't it?
It was funded. And they went behind closed doors and took the funding away.
Boy, talk about rotten folks, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Now, what I'm calling about, December 1st, Saturday, the Las Vegas Minutemen are having a meeting here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
They normally meet at the Airy on, I want to say, Washington, across from Cashman Field. The person to contact is Diane Marbach. Her number is 702-304-9772.
All right, Dot. Thank you so much for the information. We appreciate it. You take care.
And another way to fight is get involved with Numbers USA on the Internet.
Numbers USA will give you the information on anybody you are thinking about voting for or have voted for, whoever represents you. Their record is right there. Dot, thanks for the call.
You can get their voting records.
Gotta go, Dot. Thank you for the call. Call me again.
You got it, Terry.
All right, let's go to Joni calling from Forest Hills, California. Joni, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay, Terry, I was just calling to let all the Northern California listeners know that we are having the SPP rally, the anti-SPP rally at the state capitol this Saturday, 12 noon sharp. And we will be circling the sidewalks of the capitol and protesting the merger of the three countries.
What time again?
12 o'clock noon.
At the state capitol.
State capitol.
All right, Joni. Thank you for that information. Call me again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go to Greg calling from Reno, Nevada. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Oh, hey, Terry. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, let's push hard to get Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo into office. I was reading the news, Carl, and it turns out they're both retiring if they don't get elected. And I was going to say, please, Tom, please, Duncan, don't bail out if for some reason the Kool-Aid drinkers have vote for Rudolph the Red Giuliani. And the other thing was, I read an article in the paper. It turns out the Northern Nevada League of Women Voters have the IQ of a limp carrot. They seem to think that it'd be okay to let the illegals stay. They're worried about them having good working conditions and good wages.
I'm worried about all that stuff, too. But I want them to have it where they came from, not here. That's what's important to me. I want them to have great lives and great jobs, but not in this country. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to Daniel. Call him Culver City. Daniel, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, how you doing, Terry? We got another state that doesn't want to uphold any ordinances against illegals. That's Virginia. They said it's a federal law. It's a federal problem.
Well, certain cities in Virginia have cracked down and made ordinances. I can't think of the cities right away. Plus, Virginia did take away the illegal alien driver's license a few years ago. So they're doing some good things and some bad things. So we don't want to condemn them totally. But Virginia is somewhat on the ball. Dan, thanks for the call.
You got it, babe.
All right, let's go to Noella calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. What do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm a veteran, plus I'm a real immigrant.
Well,
and
you got...
So what's going on right now is really affects me. I went into service, before I became an American citizen because I love my country.
Well, that's the kind of immigrant we want.
Yes, and I jumped through every hoop to come here. They checked me for diseases. They gave me all kind of shots. They checked my criminal background. You know, I waited in line, and... you know, when you see people just come in here, they've got all terrible, terrible diseases. We're getting, you know, diseases that we haven't had in many years, and it's scary. They have no criminal background in done in Mexico or wherever they're from. And but one of the reasons they just they come here illegally is because they wouldn't pass these tests.
You know, Madeline. Dr. Madeline Cosman, rest in peace. What a fabulous lady. Used to talk about Chagas disease and how we were having an epidemic of Chagas disease here. And all the Reconquistas, Noella, they would say, oh, it's not true. Guess what?
In LA, they've started a clinic.
Yes.
Now just for
yes.
Is
yes.
That right?
Los Angeles has started the first clinic in the entire country to fight Chagas disease. Something that Madeline Cosman told us about years ago, and people laughed at her and said, oh, no, she's a racist. And now we've got a clinic here in LA to fight this disease. Thanks for the call, Noella. You take care.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. Let's go real quick to David calling from Eureka, California. David, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, the number to Congress is 866-340-9281. I called Tom Tancredo the other day and told him to dust off his felony bill for illegals. The country's wanting some kind of immigration bill passed. I think this is the one. So let's all call and get that one going.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Call me again.
Thank you.
Let's go real quick to Doug from Upland. Doug, what do you hear? What do you say? There you go. Okay. End of the show, folks. I want to remind everybody we have great, great, great columns you can read on our website from the Swings. This week with the Swings, we got two of them, Medals of Honor and On This Veteran Day. Really, really good stuff. Go there and read them on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to thank my engineer, Alex Connell, always does a fabulous job. I want to thank Mal for taking your calls. I want to thank my producer, Michael Wolner. I want everybody to know we've got four people in the studio, Ron Paul crazies tonight. Boy, they love this guy. And they're here representing Ron Paul in the studio. I also want to Mark Edwards every Saturday night, thewakeupamerica.com. You can hear him on KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. Kevin James every weeknight right here on KRLA. You want to hear about terrorism? Stick around for Loris Wascala live right here. Buy something American, folks. It's important. If you don't, who will? We got to protect our American worker because without them, we will perish. We need them around. Don't forget, we need you up to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned?